Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is taken from today's gospel, especially the words of Simeon. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, sometimes in our life we experience a coincidence, and we know it's a coincidence, but sometimes these coincidences are just so bizarre that they're hard to imagine. That happened to our family a number of years ago. We went to a family get-together in Montana, and one of the days we popped across the border there into Wyoming to go to Yellowstone, and we did the normal stuff. You know, we saw the buffaloes and all that stuff, and of course you got to see Old Faithful, so we went and saw the geyser, and then after we saw it, I went into the visitor center, and as I'm walking into the visitor center, the welters come walking the other way. Okay? It was the most bizarre thing. It was just, I was like, what is going on here? And I said, the stupidest thing in the world, what are you doing here? And they said, seeing Old Faithful. I go, oh, I guess I understand that. But now, obviously, we weren't following them, and they weren't following us, but it was just a bizarre coincidence, and those happen all the time. But sometimes what appears to be coincidence isn't. We have that in the Gospel of Luke at the beginning because he has two lessons back-to-back where he has two sets of elderly people. Now, we could say that's a coincidence, but it's not. The Gospel of Luke certainly was inspired, but Luke also put a lot of work into it, a lot of thought into it. And as he's either writing to an individual named Theophilus, the one who loves God, or a group of people who are labeled Theophilus. We don't know. Let's just assume he's writing to one guy. And he really wants to make a point to this guy about what it means that Jesus was born in the world and what it means, the impact that should be had because of what Jesus did when he was in this world. And so to do that, what he does here is he back-to-back lessons, he has two elderly people, right? So he has Zechariah and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's parents. And now in this one, he has Simeon and Anna. And it's not a coincidence. He's holding these four elderly people up to represent, to be the perfect representation of God's Old Testament saints. People of the covenant. People of the promise. People who had received a promise and trusted that that promise would come true. People who, when Jesus came into the temple, realized that the king had come back to take his throne, and that literally the words, God's words in Ezekiel came true, where God finally returned to his temple again. And it wasn't to destroy the law, it was to fulfill the law. Just a few things he wanted to teach Theophilus. Number one, he wanted to teach him what Jesus really meant to the children of Israel and to the Gentiles. At this time in the church, the early church, the church had a bad rap. It was seen as divisive. It was causing riots. You read the book of Acts, you see Paul going all throughout, and everywhere he goes, he's being kicked out of town and causing all these problems in the synagogues. And in this gospel, Luke is saying, no. The Christian faith is a legal one. Look at how he stresses this over and over again, that what Jesus is doing, the parents brought him in according to the law of Moses, according to what was said in the law, according to the custom of the law, time after time after time. This is not opposed to the old covenant. It is the fulfillment of the old covenant. Second thing he wants to teach them is that the Holy Spirit is very active in all this. The Holy Spirit didn't just come into people when Pentecost took place. He's evident here, and he's active here in bringing people to see the truth. The third thing that he really wants to show Theophilus is he wants him to hear the words of Simeon. Because the words of Simeon are the words of someone who had received a promise and then saw that promise kept, and the impact that that had on his life. Back when I was at the seminary, certain vacation times were difficult for me. Thanksgiving was the hardest of all because I didn't really know where to go. I never had enough gas money to get back to Oregon, where my parents had moved my first year, and I didn't really know where to go. So I ended up going at a friend's house. And one guy, the first year, I think it was, he says I could go to his house in Fargo, North Dakota. And I had a car. See, it's going to serve us both. And I said, great. But a couple days before it was time to go, I got really nervous because this guy, you know, had left me in the lurch a few times. And I was thinking, what do I do if he does that? I don't have money for a hotel for a week. You're going to have to live in my car for a week in St. Louis? Well, finally the day came, and he showed up, and I was overjoyed, okay? He had made a promise, and the promise was kept. It was great. But what that showed me was something very important. The promise was not only important for me, the promise was also incredibly important for him. You see, the promise was important for me because he had home for me to go to. It was important for him because I had a car. Now, we see that very clearly, that evidence, that promise being kept here. And Simeon sees it, and Anna sees it. And it has a huge impact on their lives. They see they have been prepared, see, prepared for the coming of the Savior. And that's this line that keeps coming up. They were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem, and they're also waiting for the consolation of Israel. Those are very important lines. Both of these saints of old were prepared because they realized something was missing. And seeing that something was missing, they were prepared when it finally got there. Like Simeon and Anna, we have lots of things in our life that we lean on for support. Family and friends, and we lean on our status or money or health. And we depend on these things. But then when those things are taken away, then we're left vulnerable. And it kind of does clear out a lot of the trash of our life to help us understand exactly what reality is. I experienced that this last week. Boy, that was fun. I can't wait for this year to be over. Cannot wait. Ugh, not ending well. So Christmas Eve after church, you know, my hand just went completely south. So at 1 in the morning on Christmas Day, I had to go to the emergency room. And you want to run into a bunch of grumpy people? It's the people who work in the emergency room on Christmas Day, let me tell you. A doctor came into me. He goes, what do you want me to do for you? I'm like, help? You know. And so he gave me a little stuff to tide me through. And, of course, Monday all the pharmacies were closed. So by Tuesday I was dying again until we got to the pharmacy. And we got the stuff and things were going pretty well. And then the afternoon came. And then all of a sudden my face swelled up and my tongue swelled up. So Nancy had to take me to the emergency again 2 days in a row. And they stuck an IV in me, started pumping me full of Benadryl. They gave me an epi shot in my thigh. I heard one of the doctors say intubate and breathing tube. And they all, you can kind of tell when they're looking and peeking at you, you know, wondering if you're still alive, you know. Finally, everything dropped, and I came home just shattered, you know. And so the next day was going pretty well until that night where everything that hadn't exploded Tuesday exploded again, okay. The rest of my body went into a big, giant hive. So that's the third day in a row I had to go to the emergency room. So finally, when I got back from the emergency room at that time, I'm just looking in the mirror, you know, and I look like an Oompa Loompa. I mean, honestly, my whole body was purple. It's horrible. And I'm just like, oh, man, this is just, I can't depend on my health, okay? And it cleared a lot of the trash away, and I'm just praying to God, come on, you know, I stop this. This is getting crazy. We have to have times like that in this life to really help us see things clearly, to see that something in this life is missing, so that we can recognize when it's there. Simeon and Anna, they were ready. Not only the Holy Spirit told them, but they knew what was missing, so they certainly knew when it was there. And Simeon picked up that child, and he says, now I can depart in peace. That's someone who had received the promise and saw that promise kept. And we still live in that new covenant hope today. Because we've seen the promise kept. We know the Bible, right? We know that Jesus came and that he died on a cross, that he fulfilled the law for us, that we're children of God. We have that promise, but we live according to another promise as well, the promise that he's coming again. And we understand the need for him to come again because something here is missing. We've seen many of our loved ones pass. I have, you all have, right? And in those moments, they basically said, let your servant depart in peace according to your word. They died in the promise that had just been kept. I pray that this new year we look forward to that promise. And that the Holy Spirit allow us to see all the things that are lacking and missing in this life that don't really support us, but to see the promise that does. In Jesus' name, amen.